Ireland's abortion regime is not working, and a referendum to remove the 8th constitutional amendment is the only way to resolve the situation. That's according to Fine Gael TD Olivia Mitchell. She's the first Fine Gael deputy to call for the repeal of the amendment. She said a vote should not take place in the aftermath of the latest abortion controversy, or indeed before the next general election, to avoid a knee-jerk reaction. She joins us now, Olivia Mitchell. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So if not now, and if not before the election, when?
Well, there is a review due of the recent legislation, the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Act, which we passed last year. And there is a review of that due to come before the Dáil, I think, sometime next year. And I think maybe in the context of that, that we should start a very calm debate with cool heads about what we actually, the kind of regime we actually want. Because, you know, what we have, and that we have something in the constitution, we've tried to legislate, and basically we're satisfying nobody. Nobody's aspirations are being satisfied, and we're failing women again and again. We've had the X case, we've had the A, B and C case, we've had the Y case more recently. We'll have the whole alphabet of cases, and we still won't have a regime that does what we actually wanted to do.
But you, whatever fault you can find by quoting previous cases in relation to the Y case, the recent case, the full facts of that have yet to be established. So you can't say that the regime is not working using that as citing that as evidence.
No, I'm not referring specifically to that case or to the legislation. I'm referring really to what's in the Constitution. And for instance, when we were passing that legislation, there were, we were obviously constrained by what was in the Constitution. We wanted, or I believe there was a consensus that would have wanted to, for instance, include the case of fatal abnormalities. But because
you can't assume that, though, Olivia, can you? There was considerable opposition.
There was some opposition, but I believe there would have been a majority consensus. Or at least it could have been debated, but it couldn't even be debated. The problem with the Constitution is it's too limiting in that case, maybe, but it's also too open in that I think there would definitely have been a consensus around putting some kind of time limits on when it's an abortion and when it's a delivery by cesarean section. All of those issues that need to be discussed with cool heads and a calm debate about it can't actually take place because we're so constrained by what's in our constitution, and we're failing women again and again and again, and satisfying neither side of this debate. And I've been watching this debate for, you know, since the 80s when we passed the constitutional amendment, and I suppose it's been allowed to lapse sometimes because of the safety valve of the right to travel. But it is failing women, and it's the right to travel doesn't meet the demand, the needs of many, many women. It sort of assumes you have a passport, that you have access to the internet, that you have access to a credit card, that you're not a sick woman, that you're not a as this poor unfortunate girl was, an 18-year-old asylum seeker that didn't have any English.
Well, you say a calm debate, but many people would suggest you can't have a calm debate in this country about abortion, such as the strength of feeling. Would moving it to the Constitutional Convention, would that be a suitable arena to try to tease out the issues in a kind of less contentious forum?
That's one possibility. What I'd like to see is some kind of all-party consensus I feel that this has been discussed up and down the country. We've discussed it, I'd say, more than any other country. It's been discussed even in the most recent incident. It's been discussed around kitchen tables. It's been discussed at office water coolers. People are informed. I think people know the issues. And I believe that some kind of societal consensus is possible, and that we can introduce a regime that is workable. And if it doesn't work, that we can change it. At the moment, our hands are tied.
But you will never arrive at a conclusion that's going to keep a substantial amount of people happy. One would suggest that there will always be a substantial minority unhappy. That is the divisive nature of this issue.
I don't dispute that for one moment, but there are many things that are decisive, but nevertheless it is the job of politics to find what is best for the majority, and I think the politicians have to grasp that nettle sooner or later. We've just postponed it using the safety valve of the right to travel for too long.
All right, there we leave it. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this afternoon, Fine Gael TD Olivia Mitchell.